That was Mood Indigo We Hurt with the Morton Gould Orchestra, Duke Ellington tune. And I have a very, very special guest on our jukebox today as our Collingwood Music Festival gears up to full swing July 5th to 12th. There's one highlight, and that's coming up Monday, July 8th. It's called Africville Stories, featuring Jackie Richardson, Joe Seeley, and Jazz Trio, a legendary jazz composer, pianist, man of many hats, Joe Seeley. What a privilege it is to welcome you to our jukebox this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Good to be welcomed.
Well, first off, a huge congrats. You've had a long, illustrious career, 5 decades as musician, actor, composer, music director, recording artist, touring artist. I mean, the list goes on. Any major highlights in some of the tours you've done around the world? Anything that kind of comes to mind as a very special moment in your long, long career?
Oh, there's so many. You know, it's really hard to single out just a few, you know?
For sure.
We started touring through Canada, and then the interest became a bit stronger for a little bit of touring into the States and also into Scandinavia. You know, we did concerts in Norway and Oslo, and also one of the highlights in Denmark was playing the House of Jazz in Copenhagen, and we did several concerts. This is funny. We did several concerts in places that I can't spell or even pronounce in Denmark, but they were wonderful. Most of them were community colleges, you know.
Okay.
But it's been great. But touring has been very, very important to me, too.
Right.
Like, I've gone as far north as in the Yukon, as Whitehorse. But in 2014, we did a 3-concert tour of the Northwest Territories, including Inuvik, Norman Wells, and Yellowknife. And it was exciting. The presenter, the fellow she was seeing was a helicopter pilot. So on the last day we were in Yellowknife, we had the whole afternoon before our flight left about 5, and he took us up in a helicopter, you know, and we flew over Great Slave Lake and in February.
Amazing.
And it was really fascinating. Yeah. So there's so many things, you know.
For sure, for sure. Well, you've been a Juno Award nominee for many, many years, and then the big one came in 97, even before you were awarded the Order of Canada, and that's winner for Best Contemporary Jazz Album, Africville Suite. And that's exactly the story that we're bringing to Collingwood. And our audience can't wait. This is really becoming a top seller. It's going to sell out soon. To have, you know, 3 virtuosos, yourself, Jackie Richardson, telling this very, very poignant story of Africville, which was at one time a very close-knit Black community in Nova Scotia. Tell us what kind of connection you have with the area, why you decided to embark on the storytelling aspect as part of your production.
Well, my dad was born in Africville in 1910, and, you know, when he was about 9 years of age, his parents, my grandparents, decided to emigrate to Montreal. But, you know, Dad always used to say that when I retire, I'd love to go back to Africville because it's such a wonderful, welcoming, and warm community. Mm. And, of course, by the time he retired, Africville no longer existed.
Right. It was in the 1960s, and the residents have been fighting for justice ever since.
Oh, I know. It's a very sad story. It's a pretty universal one, too. You know, people without power get bulldozed by those who do have the power, and it's very sad. But as a tribute to him, I wrote a piece. When my dad died, I wrote a piece called Africville, and I presented it at a concert in at St. Mary's University in Halifax with my music partner, Paul Novotny. And at the end of the concert, we were Susan Hunter, who was the artistic director for the Jazz Festival, and also Irvine Carvery, who was the president of the Africville Genealogy Society, implored me to write more, and they said they would make it a feature event during next year's concert. So, festival, I should say.
Yep.
One thing led to another, and since then, I've probably toured, extensively through Canada, into the United States, and even into Scandinavia with the project.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We're so excited to host you very soon, July 8th at the Collingwood Music Festival. That's Monday, July 8th, 7 p.m. Get your tickets at collingwoodfestival.com. I'm speaking with Joe Seeley, composer, pianist, jazz legend, who is bringing his Juno Award-winning Africville Suite to Collingwood. I actually have a very, very special connection with the community in Halifax. We did a fundraiser, which I was a part of as pianist, back in 2019, where I had a chance to work with some of the rising stars there in Halifax, Zamani, 18-year-old singer-songwriter, and we raised some funds, and I really got to know the community there, and I have to say, it is such a warm community in Halifax. Everything you're mentioning about Africville when it existed, the community there was so welcoming. I almost felt like I was a part of that family with the welcome received.
Well, they are that, you know. They're so happy that, you know, people are aware. You know, anyone who
yes.
takes the time to become aware of the history of Africville is most welcome. You know, it's an engaging history. I mean, they've had celebrities like Joe Louis who came through the community, and the first black hockey team was named after him, the Brown Bombers, and Duke Ellington had a connection to Africville. His second wife, Mildred, was originally born in Africville. And was a professional dancer in Boston, where he met her. And on occasion, you know, Duke would take the train with Mildred and visit relatives or in-laws in Halifax. So it's a very rich history. It really is.
Very rich history. Well, it was around for over 120 years. So the soul lives on, and you're doing wonders here, keeping the story alive, the power of that story. And we're so excited because you have done a 19-concert tour of the Africville Suite that included an appearance at the Canadian Embassy in Washington, D.C.
Yes, that was exciting.
So this thing has been around.
It has. And we played Duke University in North Carolina, Oklahoma City. We did Kansas City.
Amazing.
Minnesota, Rochester. You know, I mean, it's been great. It's been well received wherever we presented it.
Fantastic. Well, last question. Just tell me about the cast itself. How you got together with awe-inspiring Jackie Richardson.
Yeah, absolutely. But the musicians, actually, my stage plot said trio, but it's really a quartet. We have Paul Novotny on bass, Daniel Barnes on drums, with the wonderful Allison Young on saxophone.
Oh, good.
So it's really a quartet with Jackie. But of course, you know, put us all together, we're just an ensemble, you know, performing Africville stories. And the stories are a very integral part of the music, because every piece of music I wrote had a story behind it. And when I first started touring it, I was just touring it with a quartet, and I would do the narration. But since then, it has developed into, instead of just Africville Suite, it's Africville Stories. And these stories are now part of the libretto. And of course, I've added lyrics to some of the pieces. So Jackie Richardson is a wonderful vocalist and narrator as well.
Well, she's been called Canada's reigning queen of jazz, blues, and gospel. Maple Blues Award. Wow. You've really given us all the more reason to be super excited up here. So thank you, Joe. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We look forward to welcoming you up here, and good luck wherever else you're touring with this project and all your other great projects.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I appreciate the support, and we're looking forward to being in the First Presbyterian.
So get your tickets at collingwoodfestival.com. Monday, July 8th, join Jackie Richardson, Joe Seeley, and quartet with the award-winning Africville Suite. All the best, Joe. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.